Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, Sherry has been attacking my wife and children on Twitter for about a year now. It's been going on ever since she attacked me once over Mueller investigation details. At first, I tried to ignore her. Then I tried to engage her, but neither of them worked. So about a year ago, I started just tweeting in reply. A very simple hashtag. And recently, Sherry decided that it was important to talk about how my children should be raped. And these kinds of comments are unacceptable. USA Today and The Hill newspaper have both fired her over it. And I think that that's just the beginning.
Okay, The Hill has just fired her as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Any reason why she started attacking your wife and your children? Was it over the investigation in Russia?
Well, I think she's attacking my wife and children just for the same reason she attacks the wife and children of anybody associated with Donald Trump. She's mentally deranged. She has an emotional problem, one that can only be really addressed by medical personnel. The problem is... even mentally ill people have access to Twitter, and she's perfect proof of that. In addition to that, she's been empowered in her disgusting behavior by Democrats who hate Donald Trump across the entire United States, and including, by the way, the Democrats here in Western New York, Mark Poloncarz and Jeremy Zellner, who are funding a website in Western New York to amplify these attacks on my family. Their website promoted a tweet from an anonymous social media character that was sexualizing an attack on my own wife. So, it's not just a national problem. It's not just a Sherry Jacobus problem. It's a Western New York Democrat problem. It's a problem with Mark Poloncarz. It's a problem with Jeremy Zellner because they don't see anything wrong with sexualized attacks on women and children, even though they walk around talking about Me Too and the new generation and how women should be treated. According to Mark Poloncarz and Jeremy Zellner, if you support Donald Trump, your wife and children can be attacked in any way.
I have a question. You say that WNYM Media is funded by the Democrat, the Erie County Democratic Committee?
Right. Right. Mark Odien's website and media production group is the principal digital contractor for the Erie County Democratic Committee. Mark Odien uses his cameras and his website to promote Democratic candidates and to promote Mark Poloncarz, and he has been paid in the past during campaign cycles by the Erie County Democratic Party and candidates. So, in fact, Mark Odien does to promote sexualized attacks on my family is the responsibility of Mark Poloncarz, Jeremy Zellner, and the Erie County Democrats.
And what is your message to not only Poloncarz and Zellner, but to WNY Media?
My message to Mark Poloncarz, Jeremy Zellner, and their digital company, Western New York Media, is stop it. Stop it now. Stop promoting sexualized attacks on my family. Stop promoting sexualized attacks on the girls in my family. Because in the end, if my wife and children are fair game for their attacks, they're not going to like what follows when they get what karma has for them.
How tough is it to shield your wife and children from all these attacks?
In the past, in politics, even in Western New York, your family was always off limits. We've always said when the Obamas were in office that his children and the First Lady were off limits. And we've always said that about previous presidents. And in fact, in Western New York, families have always been kind of a bridge too far to cross. The problem is, in the era of Trump and the Trump derangement syndrome, that Mark Poloncarz, Jeremy Zellner, and the Western New York media people suffer from, those rules have now changed. So while I'm, you know, kind of resisting attacking their families because I'm a better person than they are, my call to them is just stop it. Stop promoting sexualized attacks on my family, Mark Poloncarz. Stop promoting tweets that accuse my wife of sexual crimes, Jeremy Zellner. This is disgusting. It's beyond the pale, and it has to stop, or perhaps it should happen to them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.